from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy says New Jersey residents would be impacted by potential mass cuts to Medicaid by the federal government. Murphy sat down last week with a number of providers and constituents from communities including Mountainside, Flemington, and Basking Ridge to discuss the impacts of possible cuts.
Parents, working parents, being forced to ration insulin for their kids. Children losing access to vital medications and treatments. Seniors skipping critical treatments.
New Jersey officials say Congress is considering cuts that would reduce the federal share of Medicaid to New Jersey from $14 to $4 billion. That can mean up to 700,000 New Jersey residents covered by Medicaid now could lose their health insurance. And in New Jersey, some parents are spending 20 to 30% of their income on child care. Rutgers Center for Women and Work Research analyst Becky Luge Conroy says the recently studied of the state's current requirement for working parents to qualify for child care subsidies.
Families qualify at 200% of the federal poverty line, but there has been legislation introduced to set that at 300% of the federal poverty line.
Historically, states have received federal funding to help low-income working families pay for child care, and each state has the flexibility to determine its own income threshold and work or school requirements. And a maintenance man at an apartment complex in Old Bridge has been charged with stealing over $200,000 worth of jewelry and cash from residents. According to police, they say 43-year-old Juan Espinoza Garcia would take the items during maintenance calls at the London Terrace Parkwood apartments, then sell them at pawn shops. He's being held at the Middlesex County Jail. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And be ready for tonight. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Track.
For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. After some showers and gusty thunderstorms early on, that can bring the threat for flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. Will clear out late with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, a cooler day overall. Highs generally in the middle 50s. For tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s. And heading into Wednesday, more clouds and sun. Breezy for the afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. Temperatures begin to rebound into Thursday. Perhaps some showers and thunderstorms returning to the area. Let me do your allergist, not Ben.
All right, 672 in Andover, 78 Monroe, 74 Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.